This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, a wonderful project of the Torah show. I am Maimon Elbaz and deeply grateful to the hundreds of sponsors and donors who have helped me over the years to think outside the box and enhance Jewish education. I believe this is Mishnah 760. It should be a zuchus, refuah shlema for Reuven Yosef ben Brina, a tremendous marbitz Torah in Mekarev Rechokim. Chaim Lacks gets the credit for this Mishnah. It should be a zuchus for Shein Dol Bas Mamo Fribid and Kamen ben Chaim, zuchonu lebracha. The Mishnah today is in Seder Moed, Masechta Erevin Parak Yud, Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah teaches us that on Shabbat, it is prohibited to spit into a different domain. So for instance, if let's say you're walking by some guy's yard, and you spit over the fence, that's no different than throwing a ball over the fence, and it's an Isser D'oraita, believe it or not. You see, because once the spit's part of the body, it's bottled to the body. But once it's already extracted from the body, so that's being motzi mirshut lirshut, which is the 39th of the Melachot Shabbat, which is forbidden. I would like to also dedicate this Mishnah le'ili nishmat, the Rebbetzin Sprinza, Basar Rav Yechiel Michel, zecher tzidkaniot libracha. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to speak about a strange case. Imagine a person can't find the bathroom, okay? I mean, don't forget, today we're spoiled. We have bathrooms in our house. Some of us have multiple bathrooms all over the house. That is a sheer luxury. But when this Mishnah was written about 2,000 years ago, that was not the case. So the Mishnah is going to tell us, Lo yamor adam b'rshut hayachid v'yashtin b'rshut harabim. A person should not stand on his private property and urinate into a public place. So let's imagine in the middle of the night, he wakes up, he has to go to the bathroom. There's sometimes they used to have buckets that they used to use for waste. But he figures it's dark, you can go in the bushes. So it says the Mishnah, but he can't be motzi the water, the urine, from his private reshut to the public shul. And the same thing, b'shut rabim v'yashtim b'shut yachid. If someone is in a public place, and he has to go, it's an emergency. Well, he's not allowed to be mashed into Roshut Yachid because that's being motzi mirshut lirshut. Now, we're not even talking now about the concept of watering the grass. That's not the focus of this Mishnah. The focus of this Mishnah is caring. So it says the Mishnah again, v'chein, so you're not allowed to be motzi from the house, the Roshut Yachid to the street, and vice versa, from the street to the house is forbidden. I hope you have a bathroom when you need it, and you're not stuck in such a predicament. But says the Mishnah, v'chein lo yarok. And the same law applies with spitting. You shouldn't spit from one reshut into another reshut. Now, Rabbi Huda, v'chein lo yarok. So the Mishnah says, don't spit from reshut yachid to reshut rabim, or reshut rabim reshut yachid. Okay. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Yehuda says, once the spit was dislodged from your body's flow of liquid, then you should not walk down amot. Because just like you're not allowed to be motzi from one yeshut to another yeshut, you're not allowed to carry from one domain to another domain. Also, you're not allowed to walk dalad amot in the reshut rabim carrying something. So if the spit is already dislodged from his mouth, so it's waiting to be expelled, so he shouldn't walk Dalad Amot with such spit. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same idea. If you have spit in your mouth and you just walk out of your house into the street, that's like the Reisha of the Mishnah that would be forbidden. If a guy has spit in his mouth outside and walks in the house with the spit still in his mouth, that would also be a problem. Okay, keep shtagging, keep learning. We have no idea what happens in Shemayim when you learn a Mishnah, you learn a Gemara. Wow. Nothing beats the Torah show. Please spread the word. We need every opportunity we could get. And it should be a schus for my father and father-in-law, Gan Eden. Torah shows was made for you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.